Alrighty. Hello there, Mr. Hendrick.
Hey there.
Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Let me make sure I got you spotlighted here for everyone. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We are now joined by our championship winning team owner, Rick Hendrick. Rick, we'll get right into questions for you from our media. And let's kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Rick, I wanted to ask, obviously, Jimmy's last race is also Chase's first championship. Do you feel that's symbolic, and do you think Chase can match him?
Well, you know, he's a young guy. I think he's going to win a lot of them. But, you know, seven's a big number, but that's something to shoot at. You know, Chase has shown so much maturity and everything. And just winning these races and now the championship at 24 years old. So I think it's a lot left. I think he's got a lot left in his tank.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Dustin Albina. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, we're kind of right off that. Did you feel like this was kind of the turning of the guard from Jimmy, you know, obviously ending his career and Chase getting his first title?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool the way they met each other on the track, and at the end of the race, Jimmy's last races, first championship, and to see those two guys embrace, that was really cool. I think it means a lot to our whole organization. Jimmy is really special to us, like a part of our family, and Chase is the new kid coming along. And not a kid, but he's a champion now, but you know, it was a special moment to see those two guys embrace. So, and I think they tore the cars up on running into each other out there a little bit, but it was a special time and a special place.
Thank you, Mr. H.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry.
Rick, Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. We had kind of heard, I was hoping you could confirm this, that you hadn't seen Jimmy in a long time, like several months through all of this season. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, I haven't gone to the races. You know, just we talk on the phone, but not in person. And, you know, I've kind of tried to stay away from a lot of folks and with all this COVID-19 crisis going around. But we talk on the phone. So, you know, but this was the first time that I had actually seen him in the flesh. So it was really special, and I'm going to be with him again tonight. And Linda and I are looking forward to spending time, me and Shani and his friends. And, you know, this year's been really difficult. You know, we didn't know if we were going to run races or not. Owners couldn't go. You couldn't go in the garage. If you go, you have to sit in a suite. And I applaud NASCAR for what they did. If they hadn't, we wouldn't have had a season. And we've run all the races. And it's been amazing to think that we got it all in and crowned the champion. So, you know, I think right now I'm just a little bit not in shock, but I'm in thinking about the highs and lows of the day. You know, for Jimmy last race, thinking we won't see him at Daytona next year, and then Chase's first championship, and so you know it happens to all of us, I guess. And the good thing about Jimmy and I, we're buddies, and we're going to do things. And I'm going to probably go watch him run an open wheel race. And but he's excited about a lot of different racing. So we're going to be in both of our guys, Chase and Jimmy, will be in the 24-hour race. So I'm looking forward to that. So, you know, it's I think the probably middle of next week. Jimmy and I actually said we're going to get together next week. But I'll reflect back on the day and what it really meant. And it was the last time to see him in the in the 48 car, and to see Chase win his first championship.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll take our next one from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you, Rick. Obviously, much has been made about how you signed Chase Elliott a decade ago as a 14-year-old. And I guess going back to those days, in one sense, what in the world are you thinking signing a 14-year-old kid? Can you kind of explain that process? Obviously, the lineage is quite clear. But what was it about that? And did anybody try to talk you out of like cooling your jets, or were you afraid that if you didn't sign him, you're going to lose him to another manufacturer?
I won't name any names, at our company, but I think a lot of people thought I was nuts, but, no, it, you know, you see a kid like that and, you know, actually James Finch told me, have you seen Chase Elliott drive? And I said, no. He said, man, he's whipping all these guys on dirt. And so I started getting some videos, and then I called Bill and they came down and we talked, and I just watched him in those late models. And then actually I saw one of the races, he was racing Kyle Busch. And, you know, just the way Bill Cindy had raised him and what a polished young guy he was and had a lot of talent. I thought, man, he's just 14 years old. So we can sure want to take a chance if we can to, you know, you've got to find a guy like that early. And I think it was a combination of skill, pedigree, and just a sharp young man.
And also, just to check, you referenced Chase and Jimmy both will be in the 24 hours Rolex at Daytona, and a little bit more information. Are you going to be involved in that in any way, or is that with a different team?
Maybe I jumped the gun on that. I'm not 100% sure. I heard a rumor, okay, so I can't confirm that.
Thank you very much. Congrats.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Stephen Conley, PRN. Go ahead, Stephen.
Rick, with we hear a lot from drivers saying that they're never sure when their next win is going to come. Do you have that same feeling? It's been 4 years since your last championship. Were you starting to wonder when's that next one coming as far as titles?
Yeah, it's so hard to win a race out here. And you look at the talent that's out here today and in the sport. And if you have, like in this race today, a flat tire, a slow pit stop, anything could cost you a championship. So you don't have any buffer. It's just hard to win these things, hard to win races. But, you know, it has been a dry spell, and it's got a little old going to the finale and not having a car in it. So we're very, you know, very proud of our guys for getting there, and Chase for winning Martinsville and then coming back today and winning the whole deal. And what's really special is that he had to go to the back, which I was scared that he would get swept up in something, but to go to the rear and then come back and have to run those three guys that he did all day long and couldn't make a mistake. Guys in the pits couldn't make a mistake. So it was, this sport's hard. You look at Kevin Harvick and the kind of year he's had, and you know, everybody thought you're gonna have to beat him, and he didn't make the final four. So it's a pretty competitive deal, but glad to get this one.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take one from Mark Garrow next.
Thank you. Congratulations, Rick, on another championship. What's it feel like? I know this probably doesn't help your blood pressure to have your teams hit two walk-off home runs at the end of the year, you know, when it's all on the line to make it in and then to win the championship. So what's it like to have a team on the razor's edge come through?
Well, it's a nail biter and nerves. Martinsville, if TJ, our Jack guy, didn't go back and touch the wall, we wouldn't have been able to have a shot of winning the race in Martinsville. And, you know, then, you know, I like the walk-off deal. That's pretty cool. And then you come here in the finale, and you got to go to the rear, and you come, you work your way back through the field, and you end up leading the race and pulling away at the end. So it was a great day. And, you know, I think, again, I go back to Kevin Harvick, three or four races prior to the end of the year, you know, they were probably thinking, hey, we'll be in Phoenix, one of my best tracks, and I got another, get another championship. But man, you can't bank on anything in this sport anymore, because you can be as good as anybody out there, better, and the cards don't fall your way in the race. It's, you're out.
Does it ever get old, winning races and winning championships?
No. I wouldn't be doing this at my age if that guy, if it was old, I'll tell you that. No, it's I just really love to see young guys in our company have an opportunity to go out and do something really special. And I love seeing Chad Knaus now become competition director. And then, Jeff Andrews, who's worked so hard for us for so many years, and he's general manager now. And so Marshall Carlson and all the guys at Motorsports do a heck of a job. But when you see these young guys and that are young engineers become crew chiefs and then become champions, and you see young drivers win races like William or Alex, and you think about their age and how much they have ahead of them, you know, it's it makes me feel pretty old, because I can remember when I met Jeff Gordon at 21 or 2, whatever it was, 20. And now, you know, just it's, time moves on, but it never gets old. If you don't have that winning, wanting to win, you know, keep the momentum going in your company. And I owe it all to a lot of good folks that work hard every day. And just watching them be successful that's a tremendous satisfaction for me.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Rick. I'll ask a similar question that I asked to Alan. You obviously known you've had a talented driver in Chase, but was there anything that you've noticed over the last 2 weeks, last week and today specifically, that you think that you've seen him do that may carry forward both him and the team to future success?
Yeah. I think they don't get rattled, and Chase, his age, to be as calm as he is. And if you heard him on the radio when the race started, he had to go to the rear. He said, okay, guys, let's have some fun. And Alan was just as calm as a cucumber. And they had a lot of confidence coming into this race today, a tremendous amount. And, you gotta believe in yourself, and man, they did. And they did it. They pulled it off, and they were confident in Martinsville. And we had a couple of situations that could have put us out of the deal. And but I think that's the maturity of the team and Alan and his crew, that they're soldiers. They work well together, and Chase believes in them. They believe in Chase. So I can't believe they're as calm as they were today, especially having a start in the rear.
And this might seem like a silly question since you won the championship, but when you look back on this season with everything that took place, and you guys made a lot of changes in the off season, hoping to get better, how do you feel as an organization that you weathered the storm this year?
Well, if you go look at the year started, and we were really running well. Chase and Alex both had a valve stem issue, a flat tire, one of the stages, I think it was in Vegas. They ran good in several places, leading on the last lap or two at Darlington. And so the cars had speed. And then the middle part of the year, we kind of slowed down a little bit. And then toward the end, we picked up the momentum again. But it's been a crazy year. We didn't, you know, trying to tell your sponsors, hey, we're going to race, and they can't come to the track. And thankfully, all of our sponsors hung in there and supported us. And, you know, you didn't know if you were going to run all the races. And NASCAR did a heck of a job dealing with all these states and governors and rules changing daily and telling them they could and they couldn't and all that. And then to come through it, and Jimmy was the only driver that tested positive, I guess, that, you know, knocked him out early. But, you know, if you think about it, it's been an awesome year, good racing. And I think our sport has probably done better, or as well as or better than any of the other sports. So we got them all in. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a vaccine and have fans back. It's good to see the fans that were here and see excited how excited they are. And so I think our sport's really healthy, very competitive. I mean, it's just super competitive. And I think we got a bright future ahead of us and a lot of young talent.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good off season.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Cole Cusimano. Go ahead,
Cole. Hey, congrats, Mr. H.
Thank you.
Me departing and Chad moving off the pit box. Can you hear me?
Yeah, repeat that. He broke up.
Okay. With Jimmy departing and Chad moving off the pit box, how important was this win for Hendrick Motorsports as a whole moving forward? And is there a new sense of leadership in Chase and Allen to kind of begin to fill those voids left by Jeff and Jimmy?
Yeah, for sure. Allen's one of our senior guys, probably the most senior crew chief. Chad's done an excellent job, but now he can help all the teams being the competition director. Allen still wants to be a crew chief, and he's got a real horse in Chase. But, you know, we split those guys up, Jimmy and Chad, but to go to the racetrack in Daytona next year and not seeing Chad on the box and Jimmy in a car is a big adjustment. But I went through it with Jeff Gordon. I went through it with Dale. Went through it with Terry Labonte and a lot of other drivers along the way. And, you know, you have to adapt and change. And I think the good news is that Chad's moving up to help the whole organization. And so he's not leaving. He'll be there. And Jimmy wants to do some things and a bucket list that he wants to go after. And so we're real happy for him and his family. But, you know, I feel good about our company. We got young crew chiefs, young drivers, and they're super competitive. And I think we'll be good for years to come.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Michael Shelton. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, Michael Shelton, the Checkered Flag Podcast. Congratulations, Mr. H. 13th title for you. I know, I'm sure that each one is special to you in their own way, but this is the first title you've won with a driver whose father was also a NASCAR Cup champion. So just what does this title mean to you to see Chase Elliott win the same title that his legendary father did?
You know, I think what's so exciting today is see how excited Bill was and Cindy. You don't see Bill get excited very much. And man, he was pumped. You know, I thought that was super special. And I think there's only been three father-son champions. And so it's special to be able to be a part of that. And, you know, again, Bill and Cindy did a great job with Chase. And he's a racer, smart. He's just so much like his dad. He understands the chassis, understands the car, super, you know, laid back. Not when I say laid back, not driving the car, but, you know, they let their actions on the track do the talking for them. And which I'm impressed with the way Chase is. He doesn't let it get to his head. He's same kid that always, he's way more mature, but he still thinks, likes, loves the people, thanks the team. Just a great young man. He's going to be a great ambassador for our sport, being the champion this year.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Mr. H. Congratulations on another Cup Series title. Today was a bit of an end of an era for another driver in that Alex Bowman will be moving from the 88 to the 48 next season, and also that you will have two other young drivers on your side in Kyle Larson and William Byron. So what can you say about the job Alex has done, and what's the biggest lesson you're going to take from this unusual season into navigating the future?
Well, I think what you have to do, what everybody in the sports had to do, is call an audible. You had to change on the fly. You had to run races in the middle of the week. But I do like our lineup for next year. I like all of the drivers and crew chiefs. And I think Alex has done a super job. I'm super happy too that Ally likes Alex and wanted him to take over the reins of the 48. So pretty excited about that. And Alex has really shown a lot of talent. So I'm excited about watching him. And William, he won his race this year. He was running really good today. I think he finished sixth. I believe. And putting he and Rudy together again, I think that's going to be exciting. And Larson, we know what he can do. So he and Cliff will be a good combination. So I'm excited about next year.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. H, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We're going to bring in our championship driver, Chase Elliott, here shortly. So we will let you go. Thank you for taking time with us. Congratulations and have a great offseason.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All righty. To our media. We're going to toss it over to the media center here shortly when Chase arrives. So if you do have a question for Chase, feel free to click the participants tab and raise your hand, get in the queue there, and we will get started as soon as we are joined.